This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare, Becker's Digital Health Podcast. And we're thrilled today to be joined by one of our regular guests, a brilliant partner at McGuire Woods, Andrea Lee Winna. And Andrea lives in the world of digital health. She's going to talk just regularly about what trends she's following, what she's watching, what's of interest to her, and a lot more. Andrea, let me ask you, what are the key trends? What are you watching currently in digital health? What's of interest to you?
Yeah, so excited to be here with your guest today, Scott. So thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be a regular guest. So top of mind this week, I've got really three things. Digital health and clinical trials. I want to talk about some of the talent wars in digital health right now. And then also the upcoming McGuire Woods Healthcare PE conference.
Fantastic. What are you seeing in sort of, you mentioned the sort of, goodness gracious, the talent wars. What are you seeing there? I mean, they talk about unemployment index always been very, very low. Now they say it's like negative 3% or so. What are you seeing in terms of talent people trying to accumulate talent? Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So in digital health companies and really across all industries, particularly healthcare, we're dealing with that great resignation, right? So we've got growth in healthcare and the combination of that extreme stress that healthcare practitioners have been under for the past several years. So digital health companies, you know, there's record funding going on right now. You know, and I'm surely not the first person to tell your listeners about that. And so 2021 is really a record-breaking funding year. We had end of year data that it was the highest of all time, double 2020. Funding was, I think, around $30 billion across some 700 deals. And then 2020 was, I think, $15 billion. So crazy amounts of funding. And then after this funding, digital health companies are undergoing hiring sprees, right? They've got all this cash. They're ready to grow. They're ready to hire. But what's happening right now is everyone is frantically trying to hire the exact same people. And so this is your engineers, your sales, your executives. Digital health companies need that strong software engineering. They need great product teams. They need strategic guidance from healthcare leaders who have been in this space, who've been around the block. And, you know, digital health companies, just like a lot of companies right now, have this, you know, incentive of you get to work from home. And that's helped with hiring since you can hire someone without regard to location, but so can every other company right now. So it's really not something special anymore that a digital health company can offer. So there's a lot of literature about this. There's been some big headlines and really continuing to focus on how can digital health companies really set themselves apart and, you know, putting a lot of effort into recruiting because some investors are concerned, you know, if there's not enough talent, if we're not able to get the best talent, what does that mean for our investments in 2022?
But this is such a critical point, though. Your point is so well taken because it, at the end of the day, we talked to one company and they're constantly talking to health systems about should a health system buy or build whatever software application the health system needs. And one of the key pitches from the software as a service firm, or the AI firm in this case, is that the AI firm has such a deep bench, and it's a very expensive bench of software engineers and so forth, that it's very hard for the health system to duplicate that or be able to do the same thing. And that's one of their selling points, is we've got the talent on the bench. And what happens is, if you don't have the talent on the bench and trying to be a growing software company or a growing digital health company, it's very hard to become great at it and develop any sort of moat or sustainability if you can't build a great, great team with some depth. So I think your point on the war for digital health talent and how important it is to investors, to companies, to everybody, is such a critical issue. Thank you. And I don't think there's no sense that it's going to get better in a hurry because at the coding level, it may be easier, but at the next level, managers directing, supervising, developing this mix of visionary and integrator, very, very hard to find people at that level. And there's so much competition for those. There's just war for talent, isn't there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's, you know, do these individuals that have this software engineering background, do they want to work for, you know, the Facebooks, the Googles of the world? Do they want to work in healthcare? So really making that an area that they're excited about and not seeing healthcare as an industry that's not moving fast enough, right? So how do they compete there is just absolutely critical for how digital health moves forward.
Fascinating. And talk for a moment. McGuire Woods has got its 18th annual McGuire Woods Healthcare Private Equity event coming up. Talk for a moment about some of the things you'll be watching at that event.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm super excited about that. I'm attending, obviously. I'm presenting. It's next week on February 16th and 17th, and there's going to be some great speakers, keynote speakers, Chris Christie, Al Franken. You are obviously moderating an awesome panel on investing from a fund perspective. I'm going to be moderating a digital health investments panel. And so this is really exciting for me because we've got a great panel. We've got Steve Cagle, CEO of Clearwater Compliance, Alex Geiger, Managing Director of DLC Advisors, Matt Wolf, Senior Analyst for RSM. And so I actually met with him yesterday. We had a prep call. You could just tell from that prep call how great of a panel it's going to be. We're going to be discussing trends the panelists are seeing in digital health funding and transactions, what investors are trying to achieve in digital health, regulatory barriers in digital health, how COVID has changed digital health and how it will change it post pandemic, and then change management. What kind of change management do we have to implement in digital health tools? So thrilled about that, excited, registration still open. So, you know, love to have you know, your listeners attend.
Yes. Thank you so much, Andrea. Again, the McGuire Woods Healthcare Private Equity event, and not to have an advertisement for this, but if you're interested in attending that, no charge. Andrea Lee-Lina on LinkedIn, you could find Andrea Lee-Lina. She's a partner at McGuire Woods. I'm sure she could find a way to accommodate you joining, no charge. Thank you so much for listening to this version of the Becker's Digital Health Podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.